enjoyed you.
Wonderful.
Beautiful.
Morning, Gems. You guys are exciting. Excited again to be here. Good to see.
What fireside stories can you share with us, Claude, about your long and storied relationship with Ken Hitchcock?
There's a lot of them, I'll tell you.
How much are fit for public consumption?
Yeah, a lot of them. He's a good soul. Yeah, he's a really caring guy. Give you a shirt off his back, you know, he's very sincere. I mean, he's a really good coach, you know. From a technical standpoint, can certainly drum up a lot of the right ways to play, and been around hockey a long time. And you can see the job he's doing in St. Louis, really good job.
Has there been any influence on how you work
with the way with Ken? Yeah, you know what, I've been with him twice. I didn't know him before, and I was in the East Coast League in Dayton, and I had a relationship with Dallas because I was their secondary farm team, and Les Jackson had called to see if I would consider taking the assistant job with Dallas's farm team, happened to be in Kalamazoo, Michigan. So I flew to Philadelphia to meet with Ken. That's where he was as an assistant coach at the time, and I'll tell you, I was impressed. I learned a lot in the 2.5 years we were together there, and then he went up to Dallas. Bob Gainey resigned, and he went up to Dallas, coached that team, and I ran the Kalamazoo team for another 2.5 years. But I learned a lot about coaching. And then, you know, I think it was 10 years later, I left Milwaukee and then brought me to Columbus, you know. So we, you know, obviously in those 10 years, he had grown, I had grown as well. I'd had a fair bit of success, so went there and then just continued on, and it was interesting to see where the difference of the learning process was, but it was all good stuff, you know. It was really good.
What's the biggest lesson you learned being
around? You know, there's a lot of them, really. There's a lot of things. He taught me a lot about the game of hockey, really. Just, you know, how to run practices in the right way and drills and just his handling of players and just a lot of different stuff. A lot of stuff that it's hard to get those type of lessons unless you work with somebody like that, you know. You don't get them out of coaching clinics, and, you know, I mean, there's a lot of books you can read to improve, and or just the self-lessons and stuff. But he's a hard-working guy, very thorough, very organized, and, you know, I learned there's a lot of things. One thing wouldn't do justice to what I learned.
What are the one or two traits that you're expecting? You know Ken and how he coaches and the personality he has. What are the one or two traits you're expecting?
It's very clear that they'll manage the puck real well, and they'll check and check, check, check. You know, you look at their roster, they've got almost every player is a plus player by a long shot, and you look at their goals against, and very, you know, impressive goals against. They play the 2-1 game, the 3-1 game, however you want to play it, they'll play it, you know. They don't open up a whole ton, but, you know, I think he knows the formula to winning really is the foundation, or your foundation ends up being defending. So the traits for me is the checking part you're going to see and how well they manage the puck. You're going to have to earn every inch of ice up the ice, and they'll work. They'll be ready to go, especially here in Winnipeg, where there's a frenzy, and in Canada, and they'll be ready to go.
What's it going to be like for you coaching against him?
Pardon?
What's it going to be like for you coaching against him?
For me, it's, you know, I don't view it at any other, I don't have a target over there saying, you know, we need to win. You know, the players will play for our own reasons. I don't, you know, it'll be interesting. He'll want to get matchups, I'm sure, just like a lot of the coaches and stuff. And he's sharp that way, you know. So that's good. It raises the bar, you know, makes it fun.
Any idea of why a team like that would have to possibly win on the road last night, except obviously they haven't been nearly as strong?
Well, I don't know. Maybe him and I should get together and discuss the situation. we have the same issues to a degree. You know, they're not quite to our level, you know. I think they're a game under 500 or something. Is that what they are? They're right around there, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. They've got a pretty good team. I don't know. I haven't seen them play enough to be able to say this is what they were doing or this is what they're doing on the road, you know. I couldn't answer that, you know. we have the same issue. But they've got some good elements when you look at their team. Their defense are good. Peter Angelo looks like he's really developing into being a really top-notch defenseman. And they got big forwards. You know, you got guys like Backes and Berglund. They got some size. And you know, the guy they're missing too is a guy like Steen. Steen's played really good for St. Louis. You know, before Ken even got there. I mean, when I was in Columbus, he was a good player for them. You know, and he's right out of their lineup and has been for some time. So he's a good player. You know, but. It'll be a make for a fun game, you know. Be good. Be a really good challenge. Be a real good challenge for our team, because if you don't play the right way, you're going to get stung. You'll be on the wrong side of the game, and that's really. And you got to play the right way for 60 minutes. If you don't, you're going to get. You know, they had a tough game against Boston where they gave up some uncharacteristic turnovers, and Boston made them pay, and they lost the game. I think it was 3-1, I believe. I'm not quite sure. But anyway, that's uncharacteristic, you know, and they don't usually beat themselves that way, so.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Claude, does Zach Bogosian remain day-to-day? Are you a little surprised at how many days it's been
day-to-day? Well, yeah, we are. You know, like I said before, I would have said back then it'd be a week or something or 10 days, and then I wouldn't have to deal with it, you know. But, you know, we're shooting for, you know, early next week. That's the best we can say right now. That's kind of what we're going for. We're just kind of taking it day by day and seeing if it's improving much or, you know.
Is 7-11 a game-by-game scenario, Claude?
Is what?
Going to 7-11 format like you did last night, is that a game-by-game type of scenario that you'll consider?
7-11.
7 defensemen, 11
forwards. Oh, geez, yeah. I'm just thinking, we're at the store now? Where are we at here now? Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm not a big fan of it, you know, so I'm not sure how I'm going to go there yet, you know. Well, I'll decide that today. I've got to watch the tape, our tape, St. Louis, and do some work there, and I'm going to got to make some decisions today on the roster of whether I want to go 7-11 or not, or should we be shopping at the Bay or, you know. So we're not sure, you know. So I'll look at it. I'm not a big fan. It takes the rhythm out of a lot of different things, you know, out of your D's, and you've got different people playing with different people up front. So, but I have to manage our group, and that's about the end of the day. It's about managing the team, and you know, some guys might be banged up here and there, so they can. You got to watch what they can give you, minute wise, and so you. That's not the 7-11 is not only that, but there's other factors there that come into play that you always have to juggle that only I would know or we would know, you know. And I'm not prepared to share those with you, which is going to be your next question.
I was going to say, was the Vietnam situation all a factor in that?
In the 7-11 thing?
In not playing
the last? No, not really. I didn't, you know. You know, I think with Vietnam, I'd like to see more of his play, you know, a little bit better play. I've spoken with him about that. No, I didn't, you know, I wasn't really completely informed about all that stuff. I shouldn't say informed about the waiver stuff. I mean, I knew that stuff, you know, potentially was happening, but no, I don't coach that way. And the Chevy doesn't manage that way. You coach the team, do what you need to do, you know, so that wasn't a factor.
Do you have any quick turnaround? Will you consider Mason?
I haven't really determined the goalie situation yet. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why you wouldn't want to move off Pavlik. And Pavlik's played pretty well, you know, been busy, a lot of work. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see it at game time who we're going to put in there.
What's going on with the power play that's seen up the back of the net?
You know, specifically, has it been an adjustment in things? I don't think it's been a real big adjustment. We did a few adjustments, minor. I don't know that they were necessarily the cause for having success. You know, I think the guys, at the end of the day, didn't change a whole ton. You know, we do have more net presence, which is better. I think the guys were sick and tired, you know, of being sick and tired of either listening to people talk about it and having lack of success and maybe not being on the right side of games. And I also said before, my feeling is it's cyclical, and I think it is, you know. And you can see that when you go 7-for-7. I mean, how do you redesign a power play that goes 7-for-7? Why wouldn't we design that at the beginning of the year and go 100% rather than 20 or 18%? you know, that's just the way it goes. Pucks are going in, finding their way. Then they're going to hit another bump in the road, and you guys will be all over us again. What's wrong with the power play? And I'll be standing up here giving you the same beautiful responses that you drive me to every day. Imagine if I didn't like you guys. It's hard to believe. Well, it's funny because I flew to Philadelphia. He was assistant coach in Philadelphia, got let go. Bob Gainey was the GM in Dallas, had hired him for Kalamazoo. And Les Jackson had spoken to me about maybe being an assistant, moving up and being his assistant coach. And I thought, well, I knew who he was. I didn't know him at all, never had met him. And it's funny, I met him at the airport. We went and grabbed a bite to eat. He said, bring some drills. I don't know why. We never looked at any of the drills that I brought, you know. He had his own drills and stuff. You know what, he just opened my eyes on coaching in the East Coast League versus going to the American League, or it was the IHL at that time, being part of an NHL affiliation and the opportunity to work with him, and he just enlightened me on some things. And I remember going home, and when I got to home to Dayton, I thought, you know, I gotta take this step. It was very really clear for me. I just had to go there. This was going to be a better learning process. My owner didn't want me to go. I wouldn't say for selfish reasons. He just didn't want me to go because he felt I wasn't an assistant coach. He felt I was a head coach, not an assistant. And I just was trying to, I was starting off, it was my third, I coached 3 years in the East Coast League. And I thought that this would give me another opportunity to learn and a better opportunity to learn. And I was right. It was really good for me. It was really good for me to go there. And I learned a lot just about how he managed stuff. And, you know, he had been in junior with Kamloops, and he'd gone up, been a coach for a long time and was still young. And then he went to the National League as an assistant coach to Philadelphia. This was in 95 or somewhere in there, and got let go from there. So that was pretty hard for him, you know. And then so he'd learned a lot about, you know, coaching junior, and then going to the NHL and seeing how they function. So his ideas, you know, that he brought to Kalamazoo when I was there was refreshing. There's a lot of new stuff, just new concepts and stuff that he'd learned through the time that he'd coached. So it was a lot of stuff that I, you know, and I'd coach with Bert Templeton, who was a pretty good Canadian junior coach, you know, for a couple of years. And I'd had some good coaches playing-wise when I was captain and stuff and when I was playing, so... But this was just new. It was good. It was all good stuff. So it was really interesting. So I just knew I had to go. And I did. It was good move on my part. Pardon? No. Well, yeah, because we were the Bombers. I don't want to call you guys Bombers.
All right, guys.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.